Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 743, Contingent Deployment, recorded live on July 16th, 2020. Hello everyone, welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am your host, Duststorm.
I'm a co-host, Godzilla T.
And I'm your resident Lex Luthor cosplayer and aficionado known as DJ Blue PDX. Wait, wrong universe. What? You gotta admit, yeah, I could definitely be a Lex Luthor stunt double.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people wouldn't mind the crossover.
Let's just be honest, saying. Lex Luthor was the origins of Oni. There we go.
So that's what happened.
Yes.
Very nice. You have a little surprise for the podcast this week. Would you like to share
with the rest of the listeners? Isn't it? Who? Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
About what was where I was last week?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so last week, my housemate and I decided that, well, we planned this out several months ago, before the downfall of the other platform. it was time to repopulate our family with four-legged furballs and human-sized furballs eventually. But we drove over 2,800 miles, 1,400 plus each way, in 51 hours to pick up two amazingly beautiful and very vocal Great Danes who are growing faster than I can possibly imagine. And while they can fit in my arms now in a matter of weeks, that won't be true. And right now they're asleep, right? So they're asleep. Let me pull my soundboard off of here real quick. I'm going to move my camera so you all can see them. They are right
there's
there.
One. There's yep. one. Yay.
Aww. They're sleeping on top of each other. Yep. Little tiny Great Dane puppies. If you check out my Twitter, you can see them. They are absolutely incredible. I don't even know if I just screwed up my camera angle.
Looks decent. Still. And for those that want to see more DJ streams basically every day except for Thursday, although you streamed today.
I did. DreamHack and I streamed together. So for the new game show we're doing.
If you want to see them live and in action, then make sure you go over to DJ on Twitch, and you'll get all the puppy goodness that you could ever want over there.
Yep, they got their own camera and everything, and you can see them there. They're always there, either making havoc or sleeping or chewing on something. So they're incredible. The brown one is a fawn, and his name is Astro. And the mantled brindle that has all the tiger striping, his name is Alfie. So right now they're about 25 pounds. They were 20 last week when we picked them up. They're now heavier.
I bet.
They're very loud. And we've gotten to the point where they're now sleeping longer than 3 hours at a whack, which is good.
Nice.
A little more sleep a night. It's good. So
yeah. So we might hear them chirp up a couple times throughout the podcast.
It is very possible. And so I apologize if that happens. It won't be like this forever. They're just mother puppies. So.
No, that's all good.
They'll just be down there knocking stuff over.
Right? Whoops, let's see that way.
At least it's kind of, well, I guess not necessarily at least. It's not intentional like cats do it when they just like look at something and then just go.
Right? No, cats are relatively, just they're there, yeah. Cats are mean about it.
Yeah. But. So yeah, DJ has a couple new.
We got new puppies and everything.
Yeah. So we are very much looking forward to them growing up and getting bigger and I'm sure causing even more mayhem around the house.
Oh yes. And they're gonna get real big real fast. So it's a work in progress.
Yep. And Frizzled with a gifted sub to Keys on Twitch. Woo! Thanks. Thanks, Nick.
There we go.
Thank you.
Nice.
All right, let's go on over to our Podtacular community updates, starting with our recap of Fraggin' Friday, GT. How'd it go?
We had some good fun. We actually outgrew the matchmaking lobby rather quickly.
That's a good problem to have.
Yeah, it is. Keep this up, we may have to start running multiple lobbies. But no, we had a lot of fun. We mixed up the customs this week. Again, I am always looking for new ones, so if you have a recommendation, feel free to shoot me a message on Twitter at Godzilla Todd or on Xbox Live at Godzilla T. Please include, for Halo 5, a link to the person's file share that has it with the game type and the map. And then with MCC, please give me the gamer tag of the person that has the map, along with the game and game type that I am looking for. But yes, I am always looking for new things to play.
There's actually, and we'll get to this a little later, but Ascent Hyperion's doing a lot more videos now, and he had two customs that I think we should look into for MCC. So we'll get to those. Over on the Achieving Halo side of things, we actually had access to the early access. Or at least I did, and DJ did.
Yep.
I did not, so, but that's okay.
So I actually played on my personal channel for a little bit and played on the Potacular channel. And I did something a little special with my run. I noticed when a lot of people were going through campaign and going and getting all the skulls, that a few people had gotten a few kills with skulls and then just dropped it. Well, I decided to do the brilliant thing of, whenever I got a skull, I could only get skull kills from there on out. So that was my campaign run. And I did it on normal, so it wasn't completely out of whack or crazy. But so as soon as I could get to a skull, from there on out, I could only get kills with skulls. Skull bashing.
Yeah. I did a run through on launch day of the Halo 3 campaign. I did play it on normal. And unfortunately, about halfway through, I started to forget to look for the skulls.
Yeah.
Well, I'm assuming you've picked them up before, right?
Oh, yeah. I've found all the skulls in Halo 3. But I totally forgot to start picking them up.
It happens.
Some of them are a little more annoying to get than others.
Yes, they are. And including one that I tried to help DJ with, and then we realized it was the wrong difficulty.
Yep.
Yeah, some of those you need to be on Legendary Dust.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's just one.
Which one were you trying to get?
It's just the rings. The one with the rings. You got to do the code on the rings. Yep. And and we discovered after we did it that, we needed to be on Legendary.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you got the rest of them, right, DJ?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you played with Canuck and a couple other people.
Yep. Went through it with Canuck, and I rolled through it with... who else did I roll through with? I think it was just Canuck.
Okay.
Yeah.
So something must have happened after the public build went out, because since then, I haven't been able to really do campaign co-op on Halo 3.
How do you mean?
Without it freezing and breaking.
Interesting. Mm. You submitted an error report?
I did. So whenever you go into co-op on Halo 3, and apparently multiple people have this issue, you'll play just fine. It doesn't matter the number of co-op players or not. But after a while, the host will just disconnect from the lobby, and basically the whole campaign co-op session dies.
Hmm.
So ever since Halo 3 has officially launched on PC, I have not been able to have a successful co-op completion on a Halo 3 campaign.
That's not good.
Interesting.
And Frizzle said he just had one crash. So I was playing with Ace actually last night, and we actually were playing on Reach. Didn't have any crash issues there.
Okay.
And I was playing with Prestige and someone else from the Halo Hub server, and we were trying to do the killing the drones to get the acrophobia skull for them, and we got to that part just fine, and we were able to do revert to checkpoint and get them, but we tried to finish the mission and we couldn't finish the mission because I disconnected and the the game crashed. So there is something wrong with Halo 3 co-op on PC.
Dang it.
Yeah.
Well, that needs to be fixed. I'm sure they'll get to it.
Well, that's the thing. Someone showed me a screenshot of somewhere where they said that it's the networking code that's in Halo 3 is expected behavior and they're not going to fix it, which seemed a little odd to me. So I'm hoping that they take enough player feedback and they realize, hey, we actually need to rework the netcode a little bit to make this work. Instead of just saying, nope, this is what's expected.
Yeah.
So I'm sure once enough people complain about it, they'll work to fix it. Because it was working in early access. I mean, you did co-op, so you didn't have a problem, DJ.
Yeah, no. And how could I have an issue at all?
So I don't know what's going on, but plenty of people have been having Halo 3 co-op issues on PC.
Hmm. Well, it's only been out since Tuesday, so it's they've you know.
Yeah. And then the challenge progression isn't even synced across platforms, which sucks. So, yeah, there's still a few bugs that they haven't launched cleanly with Halo 3 either, unfortunately. But it's definitely a lot better than Halo 2 launch, I will say that much.
True.
At least we have a game that's working, and overall, the reception has been positive on YouTube and social media and all that stuff. I've seen a couple of videos where people have said, I was expecting to have a full write-up of bugs and issues, and for the most part, the list is pretty small.
And then we had those unique content creators who felt the need to try and complain about the fact they gave the game 12 hours early!
Yeah.
If you are one of those people, please, I implore you to find a more uniquely relevant purpose for your life than complaining about getting a game early. I have never been more annoyed at people in my entire life than those who complained about, I had plans to start and play this game the minute that it came out. Well, it came out 12 hours early. Your plans are still valid. You're just not actually starting right when it first comes out. Are you seriously going to complain about that? They complain if it's not done right. They complain if it's done right. They complain if it comes out early. It's like they live to complain. And while I'm sure that in some twisted scheme of things, that is a valid complaint to somebody, I mean this wholeheartedly with compassion and empathy. I have zero to give about it. Oh my God. Stop being on Twitter if that's your only purpose is to complain that the game came out early. Please. Please.
Yeah.
There was quite a few people that were speaking up about that. And oh. I'm personally kind of a similar mindset with DJ. It's like, it came out early. Okay. That still doesn't change your plans of...
It didn't change my plans any.
Exactly.
I just got to play it a day earlier than I planned it on.
Yeah. It's just like, they're just one of those people I'm like, and I am excited to know that now I get to block you.
There's
those people.
There is a lot of discussion around Halo 3, and all I'm going to say is rose-colored glasses, and you can fill in the rest of it. I remember what it was like in 2009. You want to know something? It still plays just like it did in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
No better, no worse. It plays just like it did in 2009.
I don't know. I think like it plays better. I get a wider FOV, better frame rate, better resolution.
It's still Halo 3.
It's still the same game. It's still the same game. And people who expected it to be different, I'm not sure what you were expecting. It's a port.
Don't get me wrong. The wider field of view is great. The 60 FPS is great on PC or unlimited.
144.
Yeah. Or unlimited if you roll that way. Well, generally when I'm streaming, I try to keep the frame rates at 60 or at 120, because if you have oddball rates when you're streaming, it can screw with the video a little bit.
Yeah, that's why I have a card that auto down converts. Right. Yeah.
Mine doesn't, so I have to do the game. So, you know, it's great. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love it. You know, I love having the accessibility to the higher frame rates and everything, but it still plays just like Halo 3 did in 2009.
Yep. Which is fascinating. Which is fascinating because we were talking about this before the show started. Because again, there are people in the Twitterverse, pro players. You know who I'm talking about. I'm looking right at you, pro players. Who suddenly complained that, oh my God, this game is boring. It's so slow. What, did you forget what it was like when it came out in 2009? You've logged how many hundreds of thousands of hours in this game, competed in it before on Xbox, and now you decide that it's boring? What did you think was going to happen? At what point were you under the mistaken impression that this was a new game and not a port of the game that you had already played that is now available for PC? Again.
They weren't going to change it.
You have a choice of finding joy in life. And if your only joy is to complain, I feel like that's all there is to be said about that.
Yeah.
Again, I'm so glad you're a great FPS player. If it's so boring, go find the new game. Stop complaining. Oh my God. Yeah. You've got a game on PC that we love.
Yes. And that's
Jiminy Crickets. Like, come on.
Yeah. That is the whole point of this is it's, the game's finally on PC. Yeah, there's quirks, and okay, yes, they released it early. Like, there's a few people out there complaining that their plans were messed up because it was released early, which I think is a little out there. But the game's here on PC. It hasn't been, it's so, like, there's some people that haven't played this before.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yep. I mean, maybe for the select few of them, yeah, maybe they did plan to play it like the minute it came out because they've never played it before. In which case, okay, I get that. It's, I mean, if you had plans to play it the next morning, it's still there.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like you're missing anything out if you don't log in the minute that it launches. You're not missing anything.
Yeah, and from a marketing aspect, if the reason for needing to be on as soon as it was released because you were hoping that it would garner more views, I challenge you that if that's the reason you want to be one of the first people streaming it on the platform, the game is not why people are going to come watch you. Your content, mm-hmm. authenticity, and unique delivery of your content is why people are going to come watch you. If you haven't got that locked down, it doesn't matter whether you get in the 5 seconds after the game is launched or not. Your viewership is going to be the same.
Exactly. Yeah. By the way, thanks to all the viewers who tuned in for my stream. Love you.
Yeah. Got a few folks that popped in over on your stream.
Including a Dusty Storm.
Oh. Yes. I did hop over there for a little bit.
I have to apologize to Pins. So I split my stream session up into two. I had to stop in the middle so I could go get some dinner. So on my second stream, just as I'm finishing up, Pins shows up.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I mean, I'm literally saying goodnight to everybody, and Pence pops into the chat. So, man, I'm sorry, but I was done with the campaign, and I had already been playing. I'd already been playing there for 3.5 hours, so.
Oh, boy. Well, at least you did it, and you got, would you go through on normal?
Yeah, I went through on normal.
Okay.
I didn't want to beat my head against the wall.
Gotcha.
Right.
Well, in addition to all the Halo 3 stuff, we've got all the new challenges, mm-hmm. some of which there's still some issues out on that. There's all the new Forge stuff, including updates to Reach Forge. Reach got some new items as well. And all the stuff, I know there were a lot of people asking if the Forge updates and all that stuff would be coming to Xbox. They did come to Xbox, so no one was left out in this update. So everything that was delivered on PC was also delivered on Xbox.
Yay!
Just to put that.
You just expand the number of maps you can save. No, I was taking it easy because I was doing keyboard and mouse. Well, sort of. I was using my little nunchuck.
Your little nunchuck?
My little nunchuck. And then I was using the mouse to go with it. So, yeah, I wanted to not make it too stressful.
Did you see my message on Discord about asking what nunchuck you had or what your setup was?
Oh, no. I did not see the message.
All right. I have to follow up with you afterwards. Someone was asking about, like, yeah.
Well, I'll just tell you. This nunchuck I got from Splitfish. It's their Frag Chuck or Frag FX. The only place I was able to find it is directly from them. It is listed on Amazon, but I waited for like 4 months and it never came in stock. So I finally just ordered it straight from them. Just a quick review of it. It's not a bad thing. It does take some getting used to. The only real complaint I've got about this thing is the battery door right there. It tends to poke into your hand after you've been playing for a while. Oh, so I wind up with a little sore spot on this finger because that finger lays right across that battery door. So what I would recommend is maybe gluing a little rubber flap or something over it. But all in all, it's pretty good. I mean, that's the nunchuck. This is the USB receiver.
And so it's like the old USB receivers.
Oh, yeah, this is an old school receiver.
Yep.
But yeah, if you want to check it out, I think it's splitfish.com, and they've got listed there. They also have one for Xbox. Well, I believe they have one for Xbox, and they have also one for PlayStation. So if you want to use it, they have a nunchuck mouse kit that you can use on the consoles too, if you are so inclined.
Do the nunchucks act as mouse only, or can it be mouse or keyboard, depending on which one you get?
Well, the nunchuck actually acts as half your controller. It has two modes. It can act as a controller,
mm-hmm.
or it can act as a keyboard. Okay. For the Xbox and PlayStation, it acts as a controller, and it's basically just the left half of the controller. You have your D-pad, thumbstick, your trigger, and left bumper, mm-hmm. and then you have your two other buttons that. I don't know what they're assigned to on the console versions, but like for the PC version, I have an escape key and a tab key.
Okay.
And then, you know, the thumbstick is WASA. And then the D-pad is assigned to four different letters. And the bumper is assigned to shift. And the trigger is assigned to left control.
Okay, cool.
For those of you that want to use the mouse but aren't real good with the left hand on the keyboard, it's not bad. The only real limitation of it is, again, the number of keys that you have to configure. For a game like Classic Halo, CE2-3, it works fine because you just don't have that many buttons you need to assign.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can do that with a regular mouse with your forward and back buttons, and that gives you usually enough buttons. But for something more complicated, say like Destiny or Halo 5, where you have many more combinations, you tend to run out of buttons pretty quick.
Yeah.
So you may have to update to a mouse with more buttons on it, or you can also assign the trigger to be a shift key.
Okay.
It will act as a shift key. So you can you push it for one thing, you hold it and push another key, and you can do something else, provided the game supports it. So,
very nice.
Quick review.
Yeah, no, very, very good.
But if you ever want any more information on it, feel free to shoot me a message on Twitter.
And thanks for the link pins. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah, someone was asking in the Discord. I have to go back and find out where it was, but someone was like posed a question of, "Hey, I want to be able to use my mouse, but then use half my controller for like walking around." And I remember you had the nunchuck, and not many people do that, but I knew you did, so thought I'd ask.
Well, this is one of three that I found manufactured.
Okay.
And the other two are PlayStation exclusive controllers. If you sent me the message, I don't ever remember getting it.
No worries. That helps. All right. I know we're kind of running a little long on that one, so we'll go ahead and press on forward. For the website post that we have a new Machinima Monday post. Thanks to Writing Spartan for putting that together. This is Halo the Athlon Project. This is a Halo 5...
The processor?
No, not the processor.
Oh, okay.
This is a fairly recent one. It's a Halo 5 Machinima. Started appearing late last year, so it's a fairly new one. And it's published by Sakree. It's X space S-C-K-R-E-E space X on YouTube. For our streamer showcase, didn't do one this weekend again. Sorry. I'll try to get better on doing one this weekend. Company accommodations. We got another one.
We did.
Yes.
I really wish you'd tell us which one you'd get when it sends you the packs.
Yeah. I don't remember which one it is. Was Assassinations one that we hadn't got yet?
Correct.
Okay. I always forget which order they list these commendations in. Like if the most recent ones are at the top or most recent ones are at the bottom. So yeah, we got 22 out of 31 now. And the closest one we have next is getting splatters. We have 258 of those left. For Tales from the Foxhole, we don't have anything new this week. Nothing was posted over in our Discord or on the Xbox Club. But if you have any fun Halo moments that you'd like to share with us, then you can do so over on the Discord channel or over on our Xbox Club. For Halo 5 matchmaking, what do we got this week, GT?
Let's see. For this week, we have Rock and Rail rotates in for ODST Slayer, which I finally got to play that, and it's actually not too bad. There's some definite tryhards in there. Mm-hmm. And Warzone Assault went live.
Yes, it did.
Yeah. So I really need to get in there and grind out some XP.
Yeah. Be nice if that triple XP that's on for Halo 3 or for MCC this weekend because of the Halo 3 launch kit was over on Halo 5.
True. That'd be nice. It would be very nice.
But that's not going to happen.
No, that's not going to happen.
Anyways, sorry. Continue.
And then for next week on the 23rd, that's an interesting date. CE Anniversary Throwback will rotate in for Rock and Rail.
CE Infinite. Classic Halo confirmed? I'm kidding.
Mute button for dust is right there. Oh.
Thanks, DJ.
You're welcome.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, that's it for me.
Okay, very nice. We do not have an update for MCC this week, obviously because Halo 3 was released. We do have a development and flighting update regarding the release of Halo 3. Where Postums mentions the early release streams and everything that was going on there, they've managed to make some improvements, including some key binding fixes, Halo 3 audio, which everyone's been commenting on that the Halo 3 audio sounds much better than it used to. They fixed some lightings and control issues with the Hornet, which is nice.
I did notice that.
Yes, I did too.
From the flight till now, because from when I played the flight and I was playing one of the missions, because I just played campaign, and it took me forever to figure out which button actually made the damn Hornet go up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Down was fine, but up, it just didn't want to work.
They made a great improvement to that. And it actually makes sense again.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, Hornet's flyable now, again, thankfully. So, yay! We've got some other changes and updates that are happening, unfortunately, with the rollout. I mean, obviously, if you're listening to us at this point, it's a little late because the game's out there, but all the ranks have reset. All the Halo 3 theater clips became corrupted or basically unplayable because of implementing new formats for the Halo 3 release on PC. The Halo 3 Microsoft Store 2v2 playlist has been retired, but they will manage to work that kind of playlist set back into matchmaking at later time. And then any existing mid-mission saves for Halo 1, 2, Reach, or 3 would be lost once it lost. Again, all of these things have already happened, so if you're listening to this at this point, well...
Sorry!
It's already happened. Sorry! For PC file share, they did deliver the file share capability to PC, but there's a caveat. You can only download files off of a file share to PC right now. The manual method of sharing files on MCC still works. Halo Customs has a nice little write-up on how to do that if you want to go over there. Postums also provided a couple of ways to do that on the development forum post that he posted there as well. So if you want to be able to share files from your PC instance of MCC, you have to go into your local app data, grab the mvar files, and share them. He does caveat that this can lead to malicious files being shared, so obviously only take files from people that you know and trust. And yeah.
But just like any other software for your computer.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much. Any file you download, verify it's coming from a good source that's not going to infect your computer and take over your Twitter account.
Put your mask on and your rubber gloves.
Everyone who got unverified and had to get re-verified this week due to the Twitter hack. That was interesting.
Thankfully, I didn't have to go through that.
Yeah, I didn't either. We've got a new Halo 3 article for the release over on Waypoint. Not a lot of new stuff here that we haven't already talked about, but there were a couple of things that I wanted to point out from the post. This is just kind of a generic announcement post that they made. They go over all the new stuff that was included in Forge, all the Season 2 additions, the new thing with the Challenge Hub, and customization for Halo CE. They have a list of improvements that they are still working on and that have been included with this update. And another reminder that ODST flighting is just around the corner. Lots of firefight going to be happening with that. I wonder, Halo 3 ODST never had firefight matchmaking, so I wonder if they would make a matchmaking playlist for Halo 3 ODST.
I don't know.
Do you think they would? And for those that are in chat, would you want to see a matchmaking playlist for Halo 3 ODST?
I don't know how much demand there ever was for that. I mean, back in the day, people had made mention of it. But especially when you get to the higher difficulties, you definitely want people you can communicate with. ODST firefight is not that it's not that forgiving. Now,
yeah.
You would have to have a curated playlist of different, you know, set game types, but I just don't know how flexible ODST would be at that.
So people make this comparison, and I'm not sure it's an apt comparison to make, because with how Firefight was put into Reach, there was a lot that you could do with customization of different ways that you could configure different damage resistance, and basically they took all the custom game mode stuff that you could do with normal multiplayer and put it into Firefight. Yep. And with ODST, yeah, and didn't have matchmaking. Reaches did, but I think if you still put, like, okay, make it a 20-minute time limit, like it is currently now for Reach matchmaking, and make it to where once you finish a set, it's done. I think people would do matchmaking ODST firefight.
Yeah, like I said, it's all in what they can do to customize the settings, because. You know, as it stands now, you don't customize anything. You just fire it up and play it.
Right. I'm sure they could. They've added customization to CE. They've modified the original games enough for MCC as it is. I'm sure they could find a way to have a custom game mode for ODST.
True. But they also have another game to get out before the launch of Infinite. And it's getting to be crunch time for Infinite.
But that's a separate developer doing it.
It is a separate developer.
And if it takes a while, okay.
I mean,
obviously, don't put it in there.
I'm just not saying that. Maybe it's something they'll work on, but it might not be something that will be when it launches in the next couple months.
Gotcha. And a shout out to Kickass Jamas. Thanks for the host. And we also got another gifted sub from Frizzled.
Dilbert.
Frizzled just throwing out them gifted subs.
Yes, he's making me pay into that to that matching donation right now. He's like one of the sole contributors.
You know, you knew you were going to donate it anyway, so.
Yeah. That means I have to tally it up next week. So, over on the community spotlight, we've got a new one of those this week.
Highly recommend this you is go still check working. That out.
Yay, it works. Chat's a little off kilter, but it still works. So, we've got quite a few things to cover over. First one is, as we normally do, the creme de la creme, the first one here. This one is Covenant versus the Rebels by More Shots One. Really beautiful piece.
Yes, it is.
Next one we have, we'll just kind of go down the list. I think the first one is, this first one's yours, DJ. This is the one person basically does the whole orchestra for the Halo theme.
Yeah. Yep. And anytime you've got somebody who can manage to pull off that kind of harmonization and that type of presence with just their own voice and overlap and overlay, that's a massive audio and engineering feat that takes dozens upon dozens of hours, not just for singing and re-singing, because if you miss a cue or you don't get the tonality right, you've got to go back and remaster that specific vocal track and continue to rebuild and rebuild on top of it. And it's truly impressive. So from a musical standpoint, it's astounding.
It kind of made me think of just a a vocal MIDI keyboard in a way. Just doing all the MIDI tracks, but he's basically doing them all.
It is very impressive, especially with something as complex as that particular song.
Yeah. And there, how many different, I guess, would you call them tracks? How many different tracks did he record? Like, it was at least 40, right?
Something to that effect, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's duplicating an orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, on top very of impressive. The singers.
Right. Yeah. There's a lot to go into that one. So,
I mean, I've seen, plenty of people do that with songs where they'll do the main melody and then they'll do themselves doing the backup or the harmony, which don't get me wrong is still impressive, but something like this where the guy is doing the vocals and he's also doing all the instruments.
Yeah.
Yeah. He basically is making the whole song. Everything just using his voice. Next one is on my list. This one is Battle of the Unequal Forces by Spartan CA. So nice render here. Next one, I think this next one might be yours, GT? Yeah. This one is Halo 3 by Random Art Fellow. Any comments on that one, GT? Or just...
I like cartoons.
Definitely has that cartoon vibe.
No, I thought it was a cool shot. Cool piece of art. I like how, with the background, very reminiscent of the Halo 5 trailer, I guess is what we're calling it now, with Poncho Chief, except without Poncho.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, I noticed the broken ring structure from the Halo 3 trailer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's Halo 3, so...
Yeah, Halo 3 slash, I know. It brought memory from past marketing to the forefront.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. Next one here is my pick, Going to the Beach. Very Minecraft-esque, kind of building block style. It's all blocky and whatnot. Very cool piece on that one that I liked. Let's see, next one... I think this was yours, GT?
The Grunt.
The Grunt?
The Little Grunt.
Yeah. This one is Ungoy by Warjall. I think that's how you say it. I'm guessing that's how you say it. Some of these names, I'm just like, I don't know.
By that guy.
Next one we have is First Contact.
Yep. This is the situation where you have no other choice but to look dead square in the face of oncoming insanity and say, well,
yeah, but you're the chief.
Like this guy's chief's looking at it like, well, this is going to have to be dealt with in a very strategic and precise manner. And let's try not to die.
And I need to change my shorts now.
Yep.
It'll be interesting to see how the chief handles the banished. I like kind of the foreshadowing of like, because you can tell kind of the red plating of that scarab. So kind of inferring a banished scarab and then having the master chief there.
Or it's simply a mobile TGI Fridays, also black and red.
Mm-hmm. Mobile TGI
Fridays. It's possible, you know, they may have a mobile food unit.
Are you really needing to go out right now?
Now I'm hungry. Now I'm hungry.
Me too.
Next one we have here is Pilot and Chief by Lugo Master. I think that's how you say that one. Again, butchering names, as we always do.
It's Brohammer!
Yes, Brohammer. Was this yours?
Yes.
Oh, no, No, this wasn't
it. It's one of my picks, I think.
Was it? Maybe I forgot to copy it over. Well, there is another Brohammer one.
Well, yeah, I think I picked two Brohammer ones.
Okay, I probably just forgot to copy it in there. My bad.
Okay, nope, never mind. That was one of my... That's one that didn't make the top list for me.
Gotcha. Next one is John and Kelly. We shouted this one out when Pixel Flare shut it off last week, but someone wanted it to be shown off again and just reiterate on that one.
It's a good shot.
It's a really good shot.
Or I should say render.
And we'll come back to it because I'm sure DJ wants to comment on this. Next one we have in the list is Spartan by Louisiana 144.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's supposed to be June, right? It kind of looks like he has the sniper camo tarp looking thing. It's not like fully convincing, but it looks like that's what it's supposed to be.
I think they used the female model.
Oh, okay. That's why it looks a little different. I think
that's what's throwing you off, yeah.
Okay. Could be. Yep. All right. Next one. This is Back Into Hell by Last Name Silver. This one was your pick, GT.
Mm-hmm. Just,
it's Cat with a purple visor.
Yeah. And a regular
aerosol.
It's aerosol. Just, it brings to memory the sacrifice that military personnel are willing to make for us and for their fellow soldiers.
Gosh, getting us all sentimental in here.
I mean, that's why I liked it. The fact that you have this soldier dragging two other soldiers through a field of fire to bring them to safety.
Yeah. It's a very honorable and noble thing to watch out for your fellow man or woman in the line of fire, in the line of duty. You took that a lot farther than I was thinking about it.
Astro wants to be part of the podcast now.
Yes, it looks like he does. And he's making a bunch of fuss. Oh, gosh. So adorable. So cute puppies. Puppies. Oh, Halo? Yeah, Halo. next one we have is Samuel 034 with a broken visor, bullet shattered visor.
That's not where his armor was broken, people. Come on.
I'm sure it's just supposed to be a tribute either way. And then next one we have is Once Upon a Time by Kai with a bunch of numbers.
That was one of DJ's.
Yep, that was one of DJ's. It is, I think it's supposed to kind of reminisce with a friend of his that maybe passed away or something like that. So there's probably some deep emotional ties with that creation. I would have to take a guess. Next one is Hardwired by Energy Die 020. I just like the kind of beaten down city with the Rain ODST atmosphere to it and the vibrant.
I'm back.
Yay.
So DJ, you've lost your hosting colors. Position. We need Astro back.
Well, Astro is behind me. So here we go.
Astro was filling in while you were gone.
What? Could you hear him?
No.
Oh, okay.
But he was talking.
I was like, he was loud.
Yeah.
As you can hear him.
Yep. It's all good. It's all good. So we'll go back to the couple that you picked, because we actually hit a couple while you were taking care of the dog. So first one is the John and Kelly. I think we actually talked about it last week, but you weren't here last week, so.
This is the cat. This image is what I think of when I think of Spartans going through a drive-thru.
They ran out of crisscross fries. I like crisscross fries.
There we go. You run out of curly fries.
Hey, Chuck.
You run out of those fun little popcorn chickens. That's what you get. And that's what happened. That is basically what's left of a KFC, our alien world.
So KFC's just in the forest?
Well, yes. That's what the F stands for. And, you know, Conniption Forest Chicken.
Chicken.
It's a different company. Similar, but different.
Okay.
I also didn't know the conniption was spelled with a K, but it is now.
It is
now. All right, then.
Next one is Samuel 034.
Yes.
That was your next selection.
Yep. Rest in peace, Samuel. We're really sorry that your helmet had to pay the price for other people's good aim. However, I also feel like Samuel represents me in most games that involve snipers. So I want to say thank you for making me still look awesome, even though I'm lying there dead with a bullet in the face.
There you go. And then this next one.
Yep. So much like the red shirts in Star Trek or Star Trek The Next Generation or just about any Star Trek, installation there is, you know you're going to die if you happen to be on the ship and wearing a red shirt. Similarly to when you happen to pose in front of a vehicle that is capable of death and dismemberment and you pose for a picture like this. This is a certifiable determination as to why it is you're going to die in the next episode of the game. There you go. 22nd of August, 2551. When did they die? 4 hours later. There we go.
DJ should just write the biography now.
There we go.
Biography or eulogy?
There you go. This is Believe by Dragoonman. This is a recreation or an inspiration from the Believe campaign from Halo. From Halo 3.
And I love the uplighting, the shadowing, the shading. It really does add to the depth of the piece. So I like it. I really love it when you've got underlighting and you've got various different angles that are properly lit and it's got proper reflective lighting in all the other characters and the other elements in the image.
Well, and it kind of adds another dimension to what we've seen from the Believe ad campaign. Like I could see this being another room in that museum that they created.
Like, I believe that was going to be in the game.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sad Panda.
Yep, exactly. Rage More Nerd joining us. What's up, Rage?
Rage
More Nerd. Hey, Rage, what's up?
Next one we have. This is the one that you had picked, GT.
Yeah.
Folks Need Heroes by Deputy Restart.
Bro Hammer got this one for me.
Like, with Chief behind me, we are invincible. That's a good drawing. I really appreciate that one. Next one. 3D recreation of work by Isaac Hannaforth. Doesn't that one just look incredible? This is Abby SV1. That's just stunning.
It's gorgeous. I love it.
I'm going to throw the Twitter link to this in chat because it's just that good. It is such an incredible piece.
Very thankful for the mute button right now.
That's what we call edit and post. We'll do it live and edit it out later.
Perfect. Then I'll stop holding that button down. I don't want to break it.
Okay. As we enter into the half-baked section of the update, or the spotlight, we go down to Killed by KGB. This is his work-in-progress Spartan laser.
Cool.
With the Saline's Lance paint job.
I like
it. Saline's Lance?
Saline's Lance? Yeah. I actually got to see an early kind of work-in-progress of this when I went to Chicago.
Yes.
It is a very, very cool piece. Yes, it is. He's done a really good job. And he's made a lot of other things, too. So feel free to check him out over on Twitter. He makes a lot of cool, like, replica stuff for Halo. And then this next one is GT's. This is Halo by Rectaf. It's basically a sleeve tattoo. Like, it's not an actual sleeve, but it covers his whole arm, basically.
Yeah, I love that one, too. Yep, absolutely gorgeous.
Next one is we go into our Mega Construct section, Believe, by Spiteful1252, recreating the end of the Believe diorama with Chief holding a grenade. And then right below, we have another little minifig piece. This is Sierra 117 by VGC117. Really cool piece there. And then I had to put this one in here. I know I kind of went above my limit of normally picking things, but Master Chief and George made out of pipe cleaners. Pipettes.
Chia Chief. Oh.
Like, how adorable are those?
Why don't you the scroll pipe cleaners down a little bit so everybody can see it?
Everyone can
see interesting.
It.
See their feet. Wait, everyone... Oh, there we go. Never mind.
I was going to say, I like, it's showing up full on screen.
Apparently my webpage had scrolled and I didn't realize it.
Oh. And you were blaming it on me, weren't you?
Of course. It's always your fault. I don't have Beowulf anymore.
there we go.
And then we're going to throw in a couple honorable mentions. First one here is Xbox Pope and his banished Xbox Series X. This thing is a beauty. How many different Halo versions of the Xbox Series X console has he made so far? Like four or five?
I honestly don't know.
That one looks really cool. And then we've also got a work in progress, or kind of a frigate build. This is by Geek Toy Love. It's always cool to see the larger ships made out in real life because we don't get to see them that often.
Yeah.
So getting to see that frigate is really cool. And then we come to the bottom. And this is by Ina Daler Two, Day at the Beach. This is Street Chalk. This is very, very impressive.
That is very cool. Especially for Street Chalk.
We're going to blow this up even bigger for people to see it. But look at that. That's Street Chalk.
Yeah.
So that is our highlights. We highly recommend that people go and check out the entire post over on HaloWaypoint.com. You can see all of the community spotlight things over there that Sam has curated across the community. And we will come back to that in a couple of weeks. Over on the MCC Pro Series side of things, the next tournament is coming up this weekend, the Pro Tournament number 4. And there's a couple of new things that they have added to the Pro Series to kind of, I guess, finish things out with. They have a new thing that they're calling the Halo Cliptrocity. And there's a couple of different parts to this. First one being that if you have any clips that you would want to be shown off... Astro's having a little fun with DJ in the background.
Well, I'm over here, and Alfie is just chewing on my fingers as if it is. I know they're hungry. It's normally their dinner time right now, and I'm just like, Kevin's working late at the hospital, and so
it's okay, boys. We'll be into a break in just a couple minutes. Daddy will be able to feed you in just a moment. Just give him 5 minutes.
Provided you leave a couple of fingers for him,
right? He needs to be able to scoop up the food into the bowl. Right?
Oh my God, they're growing so fast. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, so the Halo Cliptrocity, there's actually a couple different things to it. So first thing is, if you have any clips, like really either just off the wall clips, crazy clips, or really cool clips, then the HCS team is looking for clips that they can show off during intermission time this weekend for the pro tournament. So you can go over and tag them and make sure that they are that they know of it. So you can possibly get featured, and you can possibly get a nameplate for getting your clip featured as well.
Nice.
Also, with the Cliptrocity, there are a few Halo players and streamers that will be attempting to get some cool clips of their own. So we have Darren, who is... Why is this image so small on the website?
I don't know.
You're the one looking at it. It's not all about the size, dude.
Darren 2 on Twitch.
Maybe he's just short.
Eli X, Ishii, Mint Blitz, Tim Rager, Trunks, Ubernick, and Vetoed. And there's 3 days between July 17th and 19th. All these players will be searching Halo 3 PC FFA. And then all of them will submit their best clips from the weekend. And then judges will watch clips and grade submitted plays. And then players will win prizes based off of their placing. And there's more information about this over at halo.gg/cliptrocity.
Slap?
halo.gg/slap.
Not slap. halo.gg/cliptrocity. Yeah. I knew that was coming. That one was coming back to bite me. Also, this weekend, again, you have the possibility to get a nameplate if you get a clip that's featured this weekend. That is the Clip That nameplate, and I'm going to post a link here in Twitch. And then there is also the Beach Life nameplate. And this is a new nameplate that some of the grassroots partners will be giving out. This is the third different nameplate that they will be handing out.
Cool.
And you can find more over on aka.ms/PS registration to register for the next open tournament. And aka.ms/MCC Pro Series to learn more about the series that's going on right now. Okay, moving on to products. We have a new reveal for the SDCC, or San Diego Comic-Con 2020 exclusive Mega Construct set, which I'm guessing that is digital now. I know they rescheduled it. Are they actually attending in person? I don't remember anymore.
Honestly, I don't know.
So yeah, the Mattel does a special, like, exclusive Mega Construct set for San Diego Comic-Con every year. And this year they have done something rather interesting. They have a whole kind of display set with the different generations of Master Chief armor, all the way from CE to Infinite. And then there's a little chip that you can stick in the kind of bottom of this display set, and the little Cortana pops out. So it's a really
nice. She just pops out, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. It looks like it's either the back or maybe the bottom of it is the Master Chief chest plate.
Yeah,
this is actually a pretty cool exclusive piece that they're doing with this. So. This was tweeted over on Mattel's Twitter, and this will be available exclusively through one of the Mattel websites. I forget which one it is specifically. I'm trying to find it. I don't see it at the moment. But this will be available to order at 9 a.m. Pacific time on July 23rd, which just happens to be the same time that the Xbox Games Showcase is going to be, so.
I can't imagine that would be a coincidence.
No, of course not.
No. They all randomly chose the same particular day to release stuff.
Is the Xbox thing at 8 or 9? It's 9 a.m., so no, it's the exact same time. So the exact same time that the showcase starts is when this set will be available for purchase. And it's a Mattel website. I'm trying to find it. Oh, here it is. Creations.mattel.com. That's where you'll want to be. And we also have the Halo 3 mouse pad. Just a reminder from last week. It is out of stock right now. Hopefully they will restock here soon if you wanted to get your Halo 3 mouse pad.
You think there was a rush on them?
Well, I didn't have to wait to get my Halo 2 one, and I got mine not too long. Well, I got... Oh, no. I ordered it right before the Halo 2 launched on PC, so maybe that was the difference. Either way, it's out of stock right now. It'll probably be in stock later. And then Snickerdoodle released a Halo 3 press kit for the launch of Halo 3. There's a whole bunch of 4K screenshots from campaign and multiplayer. The announcement video they provided in full 1080p for you to download. And there's a couple other little cool things over there as well. She did update it, so if you downloaded it when she first posted it on the 7th, then there is an update to it that she made just yesterday. So there are several campaign screenshots from CR117, from the Ark, from the cinematics from several different campaign missions, a lot of stuff from multiplayer, from Forge, some wallpapers from the kind of the background reel on the MCC menu, some foam background formats of those as well. And then you have all of your social banners for things like Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and all that fun stuff. And then Xbox tweeted this today, just kind of as a lead up to the Xbox Games Showcase next week, with a title, "Your Legend Makes It More Than a Number," and a nice little animation of sketching or etching out 117 on Master Chief's armor. That tweet blew up like crazy today. Yeah. So that's it for all the official stuff. Heading on over to the community highlights, we have a couple of things to cover. Forge Hub is looking for some folks to join on as staff. They have a few positions available. So if you are heavily involved with Forge community of any kind, and you are good at writing, graphic design, video editing, or if you're a streamer, then you can head on over to ForgeHub.com and look at their careers post that they just posted. You must be 18 years or older. You must be on Discord, have a positive and energetic attitude, and have an ability to interact with the Forge community in a positive manner to help promote positivity and a healthy site. There you go. If you are interested, then applicants can send an email to admin@forgehub.com and include your Discord user ID, Twitter handle. For a content creator position, please include any video examples or art examples. For a community coordinator position, give some ideas on how you would promote the Forge Hub community. And then for anything that you've done Forge-wise. So yeah, several opportunities over at Forge Hub. And then Huruspice has posted a new blog post titled "How Mendicant Bias Has Shaped the Halo Universe to Finish the Fight and Failed." Wait, what? Oh, okay. How I read that was "How Mendicant Bias Has Shaped the Halo Universe to Finish the Fight and How He Failed" is how it's meant to be read as. And of course, it wouldn't be a Huruspice blog post if it wasn't freaking long and I haven't had a chance to read it yet. But it's a new article up, so go check it out. Over on the community content side of things, we've got a few podcast episodes, not as many as there has been, only 4 new ones this week. We have HCS Pro Talk, episode 135, The Competitive PC Struggle. Podcast Evolved has 2 new episodes out, Mission Debrief, episode 106, Halo Wars 2, 130, and episode 216 of the mainline podcast titled "We Broke the New Guys." Sacred Icon Halo has episode 39, A Study of Headspace. And then on the YouTube front, Green Skull has a video that he did with Uber Nick that kind of just does a quick overview and a campaign co-op session of them messing around with the Acrophobia Skull. Ascend Hyperion has a video that showcases some customs. So he's been doing a customs lobby every Thursday during our podcast recording. Where he gets a whole bunch of people from his community into custom games. And there's 2 new ones that I think we should probably consider for our MCC game nights. Mm. So if you haven't had a chance to watch this, I think it's probably something that we could add to our early, or at least try next time we have MCC as a game for game night. First one is air battles. So this is on Forge Island, right? It's Forge Island in Reach, or Forge World. Yes. Forge World.
Forge World in Reach.
And you battle with Seraphs and Sabers. It's an all-out air battle in Forge World. It looked like a lot of fun. And then there was another one. I don't remember what the game type was, but they uses some of the new Reach stuff. So uses the semi trailers that you can put the big crates on. But you have to ride the semi trailers down to the other end. So it's basically a Husky Raid-ish where there's a flag on the other side. You have to ride on the trailer because if you're not on the trailer, it's a soft kill zone. If you're walking on the path in between the two kind of bases, you have to hop on the trailer. Someone has to drive the trailer to the other side. You have to get the flag and then drive it back. So that might be a fun game type to try. So give it a watch.
We'll have to look into that.
Yeah, there are a couple of fun ones in there. I think it might be something that we would enjoy and might add to our regular rotation for Frag and Friday. And DJ's
might.
Back.
It's a DJ.
Can I just ask the chat a generalized question?
What's that?
Go for it.
Would you find it difficult to accomplish pooping if someone were to slide tackle you while standing on pea gravel? Asking for a friend.
I would say probably, yes.
And what do you think the outcome would be if you were in the middle of a poop and someone decided to slide tackle you in gravel?
It probably turned into a messy situation.
Yeah, it's a real show.
Oh my gosh. Do you need to go back and the
Nope. Okay. There's a lot of things my housemate's going to be not happy when he gets upstairs to the outside of the backyard. Cuz it's all over the side of the house now.
Oh,
because
nice.
Of course, no, because when you do the whole like in gravel and you start spraying everything that's underneath your feet in a direction because you're terrified of the big giant that's coming after you going, what are you doing? It kind of gets flung like little brown spots on the wall. Like, who flung boo? It's a new book. The new book I'm writing.
May I suggest
my God.
Quality pressure washer.
Yep, going to Amazon and buying that using the Podtacular code to.
There you go. Wow. We're going to have all these fun little stories to reminisce and talk about on the show.
Make sure that you get the one with the soap dispenser.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, that might be important.
Yep.
Let's see. Halo Cannon has a few new videos up, as he does for every release on PC. He has his terminal locations and skull locations video. And then we also have Hidden Xperia, the incredible potential of the Banished in Halo Infinite's story and campaign. General Heat has a couple of new ones. First one that I'm going to highlight is how you can actually enable the Acrophobia skull in Halo 1 and Halo 2 on PC. You basically just go in and modify what's basically an XML file, and it just magically works. And then we have there was one other video, two other videos. So Mint Blitz, he managed to complete Floodgate using the Acrophobia skull in 54 seconds.
Really?
54 seconds.
So now this is a question. Speedrunners.
Mm-hmm. You wouldn't be able to use the skull for a valid speedrun.
Yep.
True. But they always have the unofficial speed records.
That they do, yes. There will probably be a special category for acrophobia speedruns.
Exactly.
How about poopophobia?
I'm going to have to bleep this in post, but I think you're shit out of luck on that one.
Why? You're the one who got knocked.
I'm sorry. Oh my God.
Hate to break it to you.
Yep.
We've also got Podcast Evolved Road to Infinite Engineers. Talk about the engineers. And then we've also got Mint Blitz kind of just doing crazy things with the Acrophobia skull. It's called Harry Potter Meets Halo 3 PC. So he basically uses the Acrophobia Skull to break out campaign missions, to fly around with missile pods, to basically...
Yeah, I'm going to use that. That's what I'm going to focus on my streams is to get that.
It's not that hard. So the easiest way to get the Acrophobia Skull is to load up Crow's Nest, get to the point where the drones are coming out of the pipes, hop on the turret, and just mow them down. And then before, like, if you see the door open to go back into the start place where you start, go revert to last checkpoint before you get a new checkpoint and just do that over and over again. And that's the easiest way to grind that out.
Yeah,
I
had it.
I did it in less than 15 minutes.
Awesome.
You have to be on normal or higher, so just do it on normal.
Yeah, just do it on normal. Easy.
Yep. It's really easy to get.
And if you're smart, you pick up the portable shield before you get there and then drop it in front of them. Then the drones can't shoot you.
I never died even with them shooting me.
I'm really good at dying, so I'm not going to take any chances.
Well, if you don't want to take any chances, what I found, because I actually kind of split this up to see if I saved checkpoint, if it actually worked, just to experiment. Grab a turret from the hangar and juggle it back or walk it back, and then you just stand behind the grate and you just mow them down from there. You don't even have to leave that room.
Well, there you go.
So that's an idea.
Also true. All right, then.
Yeah. We've got some more community artwork that we've picked out. Tom Jurassic has a little video that he put together. This is kind of with regards to the release of Halo 3. It's kind of a little bit of an homage to the Believe type stuff. But then there's also some of the Halo 3 specific stuff thrown in there. And there's also a nod to the new background video for Halo 3. That he's thrown in there, Mega Block style.
Yeah.
So there's that one. And then he has another one. This one has a description of an unknown Unicy general mobilizes Unicy defense forces to take up strategic positions on Zeta Halo as they receive word of a new hostile force, or receive word a new hostile force approaches. Little do they know, this battle will be their last. Kind of an infinite precursor, as you will. Vingatuso, he has a little bit of a tease that he's released. This one has...
Focus!
yes it is. He titled this one, We Are His Legacy. I think kind of hinting at maybe Yap Yap?
It's blurry!
Oh. I'll be honest, it looks more like a Mega Bloks version of Captain Jack Sparrow. I think we're going to be seeing Captain Jack Sparrow coming out of Infinite.
I see it. Yeah, that's good.
Johnny, you heard it here. Johnny Depp may or may not be in a future installation of a video game. I have no basis to say that at all.
I mean, may or may not. That either one of those is true, right?
Could be. Very possible. I could also have hair.
I mean, don't you have it where you can just take it on and off right now?
Those are my eyebrows. Thank you.
Oh, gosh.
That's none of your business, the personal matter.
Pence is asking if the rum's gone.
No, it's upstairs. That's an after podcast situation.
Oh, okay. Pixel Flare has a new one as well. We took point on the blow through op to secure a nearby banished foundry before they managed to deploy a strike force of their own. The brutes took the hint and bailed when we dropped our tanks, but elites don't run. They should have. So, yep.
Dang.
Master Chief with an ODST and tank gunfire and just a whole pool of elites.
And he's standing there with a baton.
Yep. I'm not. My mind's already wandering.
Yep. All right. Anyways.
All right. Cold Protocol. This is the next one. December 11th, 2552. The Shadow of Intent leads the ragtag fleet of Sangheili and human warships through the portal at Voi, arriving at the Ark to face a larger but evenly matched Jarl Hanai fleet in celebration of Halo 3's launch.
The last time I heard a description like that was describing Battlestar Galactica. Which anytime I hear ragtag fleet, all I think of is
Battlestar Galactica. Yep.
Yep.
I did make an observation while I was playing Halo 3. Now, you remember where you clear the path for the Forward Unto Dawn to land, right?
Yes. Right.
Okay. Have you ever just taken a sweeping look at the Forward Unto Dawn?
Yeah.
In scale? That fits inside the Shadow of Intent.
Oh, yeah.
Just to give you an idea of scale.
Yeah. Covenant ships are massive, man. That's why they're planet killers.
Carries fleets of thousands. Yeah. But actually, also, I hadn't thought about that, but I mean, yeah, it makes sense.
Well, there's other reasons why those ships are large. The Covenant ships are large. It's like most of the Sangheili community, like, there is a lot of religious precedence for varying different degrees of religious iconography. And one of the largest ways of them celebrating the prophets was very large scale, and I mean, football field size. Ice skating rinks. So they have to be large, a lot of cooling systems in there. And nothing but Sangheili. I didn't know they were big into
ice skating.
That's what the hooves are for. It's very well balanced on a skate.
I hadn't really thought about that before.
I mean, I don't know if it's lore or canon, but I feel like it should be. I feel like that's the greatest thing you could ever see warriors doing. Ice dancing with energy swords and gravity hammers. It's a new Olympic sport.
With energy swords could be pretty... Could actually be beautiful.
Like, imagine ice skating with swords. I feel like
glowing swords.
Right? I feel like that takes the Olympics to a whole new level.
Yeah.
It's all fun and games until somebody's head gets cut off.
Also true. And then that means, well, they're definitely not winning. Medalist down.
Oh,
and
gosh.
From the judges say disqualified. Also, there's blood on the ice. We're going to have to postpone for an hour or two.
No, that's just decoration.
Do you think that the Sangheili have Zambonis?
I mean, if they have ice rinks, then they have to have some kind of Zamboni, right?
I feel like I've taken us into a different direction than we were intending. I'm sorry.
That's what this podcast is about. Random tangents. Speaking about random tangents.
Misdirection and hyperbole.
You only get to call me misdirection after the first glass of wine.
Do you even know your directions after that point?
No.
Is that why it's a miss? You're missing your directions?
I miss a lot of things.
Okay. Next one is a Synth Hyperion with a tease. And he just says tease. Oh. Or I just wrote tease, but yeah.
Again.
It's a bigger project that he's like, must not spoil.
Focus.
If you don't want to spoil it, don't release pictures of it.
Right?
Right. And then, I don't know what the heck happened with Rookie 425, but he posted a crap ton of stuff over the past 3 days.
It's been bored.
And there was some NSFW stuff that I didn't include on here.
That's probably...
How?
That is probably good.
Well, because we try to be family friendly.
No. How is there anything NSFW from Halo?
Just look at his Twitter feed.
Okay. Yeah. Do I want to? For rookies?
Yeah. Rookie 425. There's one in there that's kind of risque already, if it's near the bottom.
Oh,
I'm not
going to
post the link on on stream. If you want to go check it out, you can, but yeah.
Definitely, that moment when you realize, hey, can you take it too far? I guess you can.
Yes.
GG.
Yep.
Congratulations. Once again, taking things to a point that didn't necessarily need to be gone. But, you know, why not?
And he takes it further. Just check out his art station.
Wow!
But there are some really good pieces that he has posted on his Twitter. So definitely go over there and check things out. Obviously, tread with caution. But yeah, he does some really good work.
Nothing says I didn't need to see that, like the phrase Gerolani junk.
I mean, there is that.
Hey-o! All right.
Over to community musings. We have Vincatuso. His birthday was on the 6th of July. We missed that last week.
Birthday.
But happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Hopefully you're getting enough money to rebuild your PC. Hopefully that's going well for you.
Yeah.
Our friends over at Halo Creation has partnered with Halo Destiny to actually build an MCC file browser. It's over at forge.halocrea.com. There's a couple more things that they plan on doing with the file browser that they, or at least they hope to accomplish. There's some things that they can't do right now. There's an API that they found that they've basically reverse engineered, and they're able to do a search through file shares. Unfortunately, right now, you can't actually use it to download files, but you can go and search for files.
Yeah. Well, sometimes that's just half the battle, just finding the files.
Yeah. I think, so maybe you know this, GT. Did the file browser for MCC on Waypoint used to work?
Yeah, it used to.
It doesn't anymore. So, like, okay. If you go to your profile or... Okay.
Hence the reason I've been complaining about it for the last year and a half.
So, the... I guess this is kind of at least an intermediate step where you can find the file and see who has the file. And if it's in their file share, navigate to their file share on console and download it that way. But, yeah, they have a working file share, basically. So, I mean, half the battle's there.
Yeah. It's just something that 343 should have implemented.
I mean, 343 said they are working on it.
I understand. And don't get me wrong, I appreciate it. But
if the community can reverse engineer something like this that quick, true. What's taking so long?
The idea, the deal is that is something that's kind of been a staple of the game for many years. Is the ability to do that ever since Bungie introduced it. Granted, it was late in Halo 3 when they introduced it, but 343 continued that. And I understand why it dropped for the older games, for the 360 titles themselves, because of the legacy code and because of security issues, they had to stop that, which is fine. And then there's the whole right to, or, you know, the whole copyright things. That they would have to work around. That's fine. I can understand that. But for the MCC, it should have been in place. It was in place. It was kind of janky how it worked, but it was still there. But then, as almost as soon as we got it, it went away.
Yeah. So hopefully, this is something that can be expanded upon and they can actually do something with. But right now, it's just an all-out search on files.
Just having a search is a big help because there's thousands of videos on YouTube, recent videos, people showcasing these maps, and then they don't give you the information to go download the map.
Yeah, that's frustrating. That's very frustrating.
You know, they don't put the person's gamer tag in the description. They just say the gamer tag in the video, which is great, except for most people don't use normal spellings of their gamer tags.
Exactly. How do you spell it?
So, to any content creators that happen to be listening to this, if you plan on featuring a map, please leave the person's gamer tag in the description if you're dealing with MCC. And then if you are dealing with Halo 5, leave a link to their file share in the description, and to future proof that, also leave their gamer tag there as well, because I'm sure at some point Halo 5's web browser or browser based file share search is going to die too.
Probably, possibly, perhaps.
Let's hope not for a while.
Allegedly,
let's hope. Allegedly.
Yeah.
All right.
Halopedia has been releasing some archives, or have been doing their own archive versions of some of the Halo 3 promotional stuff. So the Believe Diorama, the Cradle of Life, the Iris ARG, and Jake Kurtz stuff that all came out during Halo 3's promotional life cycle. They have basically got the source code. They're hosting it over on Halopedia, and unfortunately, for pretty much all that, you have to have Flash?
Unfortunately, yes.
Well, because that was it. That was the thing back in 2007 was Flash.
Flash Gordon!
Which only works on the almost defunct Internet Explorer.
Hey, it works just fine on Netscape Navigator. Wow. All right.
there's that. So if you want to go make a sandbox PC or a VM or something so you can install Flash and look at these, go at it. I know there is an effort to convert some of the stuff to HTML5, if they can. What?
Just like, if you're building a sandbox PC to run something with Flash on it, I'm sure we can find an Athlon processor lying around somewhere in a junk pile we can throw into that beast.
There you go. That works too. Yes, very full much circle. So.
All right.
Yep. And I think we already mentioned this, but the Mint Blitz posted a video just today of him in a big team battle matchmaking game, and someone threw down the bubble shield to protect himself, and then Mint Blitz throws down the grav lift, and in a very comedic style, he looks down at the grav lift, looks at the bubble shield, and then looks back at Mint Blitz before Mint Blitz snipes him in the head. It is a very Halo type thing, and just comedy gold for Halo. Yeah, I posted the link in Twitch if anyone wants to watch it there. But yeah, it's just gold. It's great. Halopedia also has closed anonymous contributions to their articles because they are anticipating a whole lot of traffic coming their way with a whole bunch of infinite details coming out next week.
Really?
Yes, really. There's this thing called a campaign demo for Halo, whatever Halo is.
I thought they were going to be talking about Cyberpunk.
I thought they were going to be streaming on Mixer. Oh, wait. DJ is totally focused. He didn't react to that Maybe whatsoever.
Facebook gaming. Yeah.
What?
Oh, they're going to draw in all the views on Facebook gaming.
Yeah. Now I was looking through the noob Pumble events.
I'm ready.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Wow. You're going to have to find him using that. Not wrong there.
That's great.
Just don't know how many tunes in the background or they'll shut your stream off.
Oh gosh. And let's see. What else we got? Oh yeah. So for anyone that is posting anonymously, you can't do it anonymously. You can still log into Halopedia and make contributions that way, but there's just no anonymous contributions.
So. Damn it, now I see where you're going with that Mixer comment.
Wow! Anyways.
The Joker nade. You pull the pin, you pull through it, you wait 10 seconds, all of a sudden it goes off. Hey!
Hey!
Like when you step in the water. I'm fine, damn it, I'm dead.
Yeah, because all Master Chief has to do is step in water and whoops.
You're fine at the ankle, you get up to the knee and you're screwed.
Yeah. Unless you're in Halo CE. That water, apparently, you're fine.
Yep.
Something's in the water, man.
It's the electrolytes or something in the water.
Electrolytes or electrodarks. Don't wash them. Make sure you wash them separately.
Oh, gosh. All right. We have our fan projects and fan mods update. We're going to go ahead and tackle this one. Thankfully, it's not as long as some of the previous recaps that we've done have been. We'll go ahead and start off with some of the fan games. So Installation 01, some people probably remember Bean. He was kind of the head of the project and face of Installation 01. He's actually stepped down as project lead of Installation 01.
Sorry to hear that.
So, yeah, me too. He was a very proactive person in the Halo community, and I'm sure he still will be, but yeah, he's making a decision to step away. He's made a lot of friendships. He's taken a lot of he's gotten a lot of experience from it. But he says it's his time to take a step away and let the team continue on with their vision. And he'll be around when they decide to finally release it, whenever soon may be. So I'm hoping you'll stick around the Halo community. It's been an honor and a pleasure to have you on the podcast the few times that we have had you on and get to meet up with you at conventions, and we hope the best for you.
And yes, you can always blame Bean.
Yep. On a little bit of a happier note, we have some sneak peeks of a couple new things that they are working on. They have an Elite model, which they have shared. And then one of their artists has also shared a variety of different things over on his Twitter, including some flags, which looks really, really cool. This is posted by Patawan on Twitter. There's a grenade launcher concept, another screenshot of the plasma pistol, which we've talked about before, and then there's some more environment type stuff in his last screenshot that he provided on Twitter.
Blackout, but think lava.
Yes.
Or no. Sorry, lockout.
Yeah, you said lockout.
Yeah.
No, I said blackout.
Well, blackout, lockout,
there's differences.
There are, but they're the same line of map design. But yes, think blackout or lockout with lava instead of ice and cold. That's a whole new dimension to it. Jafet has also been reworking some of the soundtrack, so he's remastering the original soundtrack and has released the first track of that on YouTube, and then has also started re-releasing it on Spotify as well.
Cool.
There's also a Finish the Fight track, kind of in celebration of Halo 3's launch. There's also a Spartan Laser model that was shown off by one of the other design artists over on Twitter as well, by Feline Films. Really sick looking Spartan laser. I kind of like the extra dangling wires on the outside. Kind of makes it look a little more hacked together in a way.
Yeah.
Almost like a prototype-ish type of a weapon. So yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Moving on to Project Contingency. They have another bi-weekly, not so bi-weekly post. They talk about how Unreal Engine 5 has been announced, but they don't currently have plans to move their development over from Unreal Engine 4 to Unreal Engine 5. They also show off their new map called Overlord, which is a recreation or a reimagination of Wizard and Warlock from Halo CE and Halo 2, respectively. And there's a whole bunch of screenshots on their bi-weekly post for that.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. They have another article titled Roads Less Traveled. This one is posted by Kobe, who's basically the community manager for Project Contingency. He actually takes some time to talk about the project's progression since inception on CryEngine to where it is today, and talks about their plans for release. So they were originally planning to release in kind of a rolling release mode back in 2017, but they wanted to make sure that they were within the guidelines of the game content usage rules by Microsoft and 343. So that kind of delayed a couple of things, but they are trying to figure out when they can actually start delivering on rolling it out to the public. So they are looking at a rolling release. So there'll be a certain set of features that they will have on quote unquote release day. And then they will add additional capabilities as they continue to develop. The things that are working right now, they have Assault and Griffball, which they've misspelled. They spelled it with two Fs. Yeah, I know. I know.
I don't feel like there's any legitimacy that we can give to this whatsoever.
I'm going to have to talk to some people.
No, don't talk to them. This is...
Oh, no, I'm going to raise a fuss. But they still are finishing up their gravity hammer, so that's not quite there yet, but Assault and Griffball. Onslaught is partially implemented, and then Firefight was teased, so they're working on that as well. They have, from a weapon standpoint, a Magnum, SMG, Assault Rifle, Battle Rifle, Sniper Rifle, Rocket Launcher, Spartan Laser, Frag Grenade, Plasma Pistol, Plasma Rifle, Carbine, Beam Rifle, Fuel Rod Cannon, Energy Sword, and Plasma Grenades. They have a whole slew of gameplay medals as well. They have Double Kill all the way through Kilimanjaro, which is up to 7. They have Killing Spree, Killing Frenzy, Running Riot, Rampage, Unstoppable, and Untouchable. With regards to medals, they are doing player statistics tracking. And then they also have equipment and power-ups. Overshield, Active Camo, Regenerator, Bubble Shield, and Power Drain. Game types include Slayer, including variants like SWAT, Infection, King of the Hill, Rocket Race, Generator Defense, and Assault. Some things that are functionally in-game, but assets are not ready yet. The Sentinel Beam and the Gravity Hammer. Onslaught is planned, but still is in the works. And they're still working on armor customization as well. The list of levels that they have are Asgard / Vulcan, Cardinal, Godray, Overlord, Monolith, and Crow's Watch. There's two maps that are not going to be part of the initial release, which is titled Bloodstone / Valley and Oni. Some experimental things that they're working on is a Forge map editor. That'll be interesting to see from a community project standpoint, but
yeah,
that'll be cool. Larger player counts. They are trying to go to support 32 and 64 player modes, but the largest party they've had so far is 24 players, and they were running into some networking issues, which they are working to iron out. There's also some interesting things that they're doing dev-wise as well. One of their developers goes by the name of Moot, and he actually implemented a system in-game where you could literally put a sticky note in the map or whatever you're working on, and they can pull up that sticky note in the map.
Interesting.
You have a freeform text to kind of say, like, at this point, I encountered this. So, like, as soon as you encounter something, you can basically open up your sticky notes, place a sticky note in the world, and then the developers can go and download the sticky notes and go in and read them.
Well, that's cool. Right.
It's a pretty interesting feature. And there are plenty of videos that Moot has on his YouTube channel with some of the dev work that he's done with Contingency.
Interesting.
I think we've mentioned this before, but he had a top-down kind of real-time view of a kind of like a spectator mode, which is a really cool feature that they're looking at. And then that's most of the stuff that they also mentioned some other stuff with sound design and animation that they're still working on. But yeah, they're making progress and they're hoping to come closer to a firm release on this. This is actually in a very near complete state.
Sounds like it.
I would not be surprised if we see this next year. So we'll see. On the Project Coral side of things, there is a new video that they have released as part of their monthly updates.
Okay, everybody, give Dust a round of applause for getting it right the first time.
Right. I didn't say coral. I'm trying to mentally make sure I say it the right way, because I used to say it wrong every single time. So there's quite a bit of groundwork that they've been making. They've mostly been focused on ironing out the core gameplay for the last month or so. They've also worked on the armor a little bit, making it more rough and more clean. And they also talk a little bit about kind of the story behind what Coral is supposed to be. So Coral's a planet that has been mentioned in Halo lore, but it hasn't been really expanded upon as much. So the developers here are kind of taking that aspect and using it as a grounds to kind of explore their own story. So it's about a 5-minute watch, not too long. So you can head on over to their YouTube channel and find out what they're up to over there. Over on the Downfall and ODST story, they have their May update. Really short one here. They showcase their DMR. They also have a little Q&A that they have. Nothing much in the Q&A to really take note of. But they are looking for people to help out. So if you are an experienced 3D artist, animator, or anything of the like, then they have a little application form that you can go and fill out. And then they also have a little animation of their Gauss rifle, which is basically a sniper rifle that acts like a Gauss cannon. It's a pretty cool looking rifle. Bulky and beefy. I would not want to be at the end of that with a ghost or a warthog by the looks of it. For Project Autumn, they are kind of working along as well through all of the COVID mess. They've been mostly heads down, mostly working on some stuff internal, but hopefully soon they will have some stuff to share externally with the group. But they are looking for developers to join the team. So they are, they have applications open right now. If you go to bit.ly/Project Autumn Official. They have a little form that you can go and sign up. Hopefully, they said that they hope to have some cool announcements coming out within the next month or so. On Iron Hammer, there's a couple of updates. Now, this is the Brute Story game. They have Barak, the chief Tess. Yeah. They've modeled a female Brute. They also have a Banshee model and a Phantom model. And this is over in their Discord. So if you want to go find their Discord, you can find all of their kind of reveals over there. Colonial Insurrection, this is a fairly newer game. They've actually restarted development in VR. And then Operation Holdout is a... They don't have a lot of stuff to reveal in their stuff. They have a new DMR that's a work in progress. And it's being merged with another project called Shattered Legacy. So I gotta dig into that a little bit more and figure out where that is taking place. And then Project Onyx. This is a new project that actually just kind of started popping up back in April, from what I can tell. This is done by... He goes by the name of Mithandir. Mithandir. However you want to say that.
I say that as I'm falling down with the keyboard in my hand.
That's just kind of what it seems like, right? He has two update videos, and I actually reached out to R93 Sniper about this project, and he's actually been talking with him quite a bit. He's for
Randir. All right.
For working on this project himself, he's made a lot of progress. He has a whole bunch of weapons already modeled and animated from his first update. He has really good lighting and good environment already set up and going for it.
That's cool.
And in the second update, he actually has a view that shows the first, like, shows his model from a third person perspective. And whenever he's shooting weapons, you can see cartridges eject, you can see weapons drops, you can see his orientation and how the Spartan actually looks from a third person's perspective.
Cool.
So he's like, this is very impressive for, from what I can tell, he started posting stuff publicly back in the April timeframe.
Yeah.
And has really just been going at it. And pins Mithrandir. That sounds a lot. Well, a lot better than the word vomit that I came up with. So far, it looks like he has sniper, rifle, needler, SMG, pistol, plasma rifle, shotgun, SMG, rocket launcher. So yeah, lots of really good stuff. We're looking forward to seeing what comes of this project. Any comments from you guys, since I've just been running through these like crazy, since I know we're kind of running a little late on time?
Yeah, no comments. Right. I'm always impressed with anybody who can develop.
True.
Right. And also, because I'm watching the final bit of the video, since I forgot to finish it, he has Warhogs working in there, too. Over impressive. On the fan mods side of thing, SPV3.3 is still in testing, so no updates on that. Choke Point Games, we have Sins of the Prophets. One of their artists came up with a new Miranda Keys portrait, which looks really, really good. We also have some Discord updates. There is a concept design for an RPV class light destroyer. It's a Covenant ship. Over on the Operation Trebuchet side of things, this is the mod for Arma 3. There's a fuel rod cannon. There's some doors and windows that they've been working on. There is a silencer for a sniper rifle that they've been working on. There's a grenade, a huge mass driver cannon that they've been modeling and working on. Yeah, this is sick. And I think later on they actually have it textured. Yeah, they have it textured and modeled as well. This is all over in the Operation Trebuchet Discord. I don't have a Discord link for that quite handy, but I'll post one here in a second.
Look good. Models do.
They have tower pumps. So this is basically like if you had a dam, there's some models that they're working on for that. They have the Mombasa suspension bridge that they've modeled out as well. Looks really nice. They also have a frigate that they've modeled or they're remodeling. There's some new CMA armor that they've introduced. And they've also worked on trying to come up with semi-regular builds that you can download of the mod with being able to incorporate updates more frequently. So they're calling them snapshot builds, and they're available through the Steam community.
Cool.
Yeah. For Project Cartographer, if you've wanted to play Halo 2 on Linux or Mac, they've got it working. It's unofficially supported, but they've made it to where you can play Halo 2 on Linux or Mac.
Cool.
I've noticed that there's been a lot of push for gaming on Linux lately. I mean, Steam has really been pushing hard to get a lot of these games playable on Linux.
I mean, ever since I was introduced to Linux in college, it's always seemed to me that there's been some push for gaming on Linux in some capacity. It ebbs and flows, but the desire's always been there.
Well, no, they're actually doing something about it now. Right now, I don't know the exact number, but probably anywhere from 40 to 60% of Steam's library is playable on Linux.
But that's Steam's games, not necessarily the...
No, that's the games on Steam's library.
Oh.
Not just Steam games. I'm even talking AAA titles.
Hmm.
They've been making some improvements on emulations for Linux to where you can play Windows games on Linux.
Oh, okay. So Steam is probably heavily relying on Wine or something like that.
No, they've got their own distro. That they're using.
Of course they would. Of course they would. I mean, that's good,
but
though.
It works better than Wine. Now, some of it does still use Wine. But yeah, they've really been cranking on that for the last 2 or 3 years. Because I've been watching it. Because I'm with Windows 10, I've been getting more and more disillusioned with Microsoft. As a lot of people have been. So I've been watching Linux.
Just for the non-techie people who may be listening to this, Wine stands for Wine is not an emulator, which is really interesting, but it's basically software that emulates the .NET framework so Linux can run Windows applications. And Linux is another type of operating system.
It makes the applications think they're running on a Windows machine.
Right. So it handles all of the, for the techies, it handles all of the, like the Windows type calls to variables or loading DLLs and that kind of stuff. And for the non-techies.
So basically Wine is a liar.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, it is.
I would just wanted to say
that. I see where you're going with that. And that was funny. That was funny. That was funny.
All right, I'm hungry. All right.
And then the final project up that we have is from Project Rebirth. This was the kind of Machinima project. Unfortunately, due to, funny enough, coronavirus, and they are Corona Interactive, they are on indefinite hold just because of things that have
rebranding?
Happened.
Oh.
If it were only that simple. But things have just happened with the team where they aren't able to kind of be focused and dedicated to getting it done, so the project is on indefinite hold, and then all the artists or people that have contributed to the project are free to post whatever they've worked on. So, unfortunately, that project is kind of now dust in the wind.
Of all the times I needed dust in the wind on a sound sample board, now would be the time.
Damn it. You gotta get that ready for next time.
These are dust in the wind. All right.
That should be my theme song. All right.
Actually, over. We should just do Flash Gordon, but instead of just Dust Storm.
It's your soundboard. You can do whatever you want.
Oh, I have buttons I should not definitely not push on this show. Let me tell you.
I'm sure I've heard a couple of those. Probably not all of them, but a couple of them.
Yeah. All right.
All right. So on to our topics to wrap out the show. We have the Ace's Mayhem Corner. This week, Ace asks, can you name one of the alien species in the Covenant? Wrong answers only. We head to Twitter.
Fur babies.
There are some fur babies in some of these responses. We head to Twitter for our first ones. First one, and since it's just at the top, DJ, you want to read yours or do you want me to read it?
I say mine is the Great Blueberry Migration Machine. It comes from the homeland of Mixer, who was once destroyed by the evil empire known as Microsoft. Now it seeks out life and safety in a new environment. Something purple, probably. Something known as Twitch.
I'm glad that you explained it that way. That was awesome. The Great Blueberry Migration Machine. I didn't know that's what you were talking about when you first made that post. I'm glad you were here to explain it.
Our planet was given 30 days to live. We set off the ground, troops. Let's go! Some of you will be juiced. Some will be turned into pies. The rest of you will just be here for absurd memes and commentary. Oops. There we go.
So, here's a question. If the Covenant is mostly purple in color and Twitch is purple in color, does that mean that Mixer got abducted or inducted into the Covenant?
No, it simply means people like grape flavoring.
I was trying to make a Halo reference. But touche.
All I need is a big, giant, purple Kool-Aid man busting through a wall in the middle of a Halo game.
Oh, yes. Yeah!
Yes, that would be awesome.
Oh, yeah!
What flavor are you, big Halo Kool-Aid guy?
Blueberry. But you can call me bitterness. Wait, what? Sorry.
Oh, jeez. So, Frizzled, I don't know if you're in here still. I'm not sure if this is the best answer or the worst answer. But he has a gif of Trump going, and he says, to provide more context, if you place him next to any prophet, I wouldn't be able to tell the difference.
Then there's Laird blaming Hidden Xperia.
Iconic. We have
bald Ewoks.
Yeah, that was the next one. That was from Rage More Nerd. He said bald Ewoks.
That is a terrifying thing to ever actually conceive of.
I'm
like, have you ever seen a brown bear or a black bear like shaved? They're kind of terrifying creatures.
I don't think I have. I'm not sure if I want to see one.
It's like, it's nuts. If you've ever seen for example, a bald polar bear. Polar bear skin is jet black.
I knew that.
They look like nightmare fuel. I mean, I'm sure they're nice people, creatures, but never in a million years would I want to actually run up against one. With or without fur.
Right.
Unless I was feeding it and it was nice to me. Feeding it other things than me. Moving on. Now
what if it's the Coca-Cola polar bears?
Well, that's because they love Christmas. They're nice. They're wonderful. You can sit down and eat with them. They're wonderfully talented, card-playing, checkers-loving hat fanatics. I'm sure they probably play Halo with very large controllers. Dukes, most likely.
Or just the assistive ones where you can push all the buttons with their big paws.
And all they do is roar at the screen and they die.
Right. Right. Oh, geez. That's good. Someone else want to take the next one? Like reload Twitter.
Do you want to do Stephen Ace? Stephen Ace, also known as Current Affiliate, replied with a cat meme. It is simply a way of transporting cats across the cosmos over a cloud cover in front of a glorious mountain range. I feel you, however, I feel like the cats would simply just knock the mountain range over out of sheer spite and crash the ship into a planet in order to try and blow it up, simply because they're angry creatures.
That's what cats do.
Yep. The podcaster known as JVB
replied saying,
Mogwai!
Anybody who knows what a Mogwai is, don't feed them after midnight or get them wet because they not only breed, they become gremlins! And we've seen what gremlins do. They turn 1980s movies into something that are still watchable, sort of.
Sort of.
Stephen Yeo says dog. So it's obviously referring to Dog the Bounty Hunter. Oh, obviously gosh. Hunting the world for more criminals with a really bad mullet, glasses, and a questionable choice in most of his clothing. Let's see here. We've got four from Ryuji. I'm not even sure if that was an accident. That was a cat. See, one of the cats from the previous meme? That's what that is. The cat just ran across the keyboard and hit enter. Ryuji didn't even mean to put that in there.
Where were you David seeing that?
David came with Lego My Ego. I feel like that does P-H-O-R. Make a good...
That's right. Okay.
What? Yeah, I was going to say, maybe Lego My Ego is actually a good idea. Imagine if you had a Wraith, not a Wraith. Imagine if you had a large ship like that was a portable Lego dispensary. Lego, not Lego. Ego dispensary. It's like a giant flying Waffle House. Get a good view,
breakfast. For a giant flying Waffle House.
Right? Or maybe it's only loaded with weapons that are waffles. Instead of plasma cannons, it's loaded with giant syrup machines. I feel like they could make anything a sticky situation. If they were to spray down that icy mountain, then it's basically a maple syrup snow cone. Who doesn't like that? That's a great breakfast to add on, especially if you're in Arizona and it's 9,000 degrees by 9 a.m. I mean, who wouldn't want that? Look, we're going to hit you in the face with a waffle to protect you from the sun, and then we're spraying you down in ice and maple syrup. It's very cold. Please watch out. So I feel like David King's on the right path right there. Tony says Unboy, frostbite. Which is the boy band from the Ungoy.
Unboy?
It does. And Jay Viper says Ewoks. Hairy Ewoks.
Well, yes, maybe not, Ewoks the, not their unhairy kind.
Not naked Ewoks. Hairy Ewoks.
Not naked Ewoks, like Rageborn Nerd implied. Dirty
Right. Oh, jeez.
Here we go. Those are our options from Twitter.
Yep. GT? Do you have one that you want to throw in?
I did! Fur babies!
Oh, okay. Babies. That was, okay.
Although the Mugwai was a pretty good one, too. I didn't even remember that one.
Shout out to JVB, one of the previous Podtacular hosts back, way mm-hmm. back before my time. All right, so that's it for Ace's Mayhem. Now we have our little topic of the week, which... actually didn't garner a lot of response, which is okay. I'm sure we'll be inundated with a lot of stuff next week. So, but I asked the community this week what they would hope to see for the Infinite reveal coming on the 23rd next week, minus the campaign demo, because we know that's coming for sure. The Xbox has already said that's happening. So we asked what would people hope to see. We only got responses on Discord for this one, even though I did post it on Facebook and Twitter. But Tepec from Halo Creation, he said he would hope to get a few confirmations, more notably for a split screen on console at least, four jet launch, theater, including for a campaign.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of some of those staple features that we've come to know and love in Halo, making sure that they're actually in there this time, like they weren't for Halo 5.
Confirmation on everything that they've promised so far.
I am hoping that they allow us to see everything that they intend to show. Because it's not like anything that we say is going to make any difference anyways. They're going to show us what they show us, and we're going to have to be happy with it.
Yeah, but I mean, we still have our hopes.
And God forbid they show it to us 30 minutes early or everybody's going to freak out.
No kidding. Of course, you know, typically they will make us wait through the whole show before they show us that.
Of course. Of course they will.
Halo will either be the first thing or the last thing that they're going to show.
Probably the last thing this time.
Like, it closed out E3 last year, so...
No, yeah. It started E3 last year. It closed out the E3 before.
Nope.
Was it the other way around?
No, it's the other way around. It kicked off E3 2 years ago. Last year it was the end. Okay. I know, because we were there.
Okay. Yeah, the one thing I do hope is in the campaign demo, they don't let too much of the story out. Because I do want that to be kind of a surprise. I want to play the game and not know what the ending is before I start.
I want to play the game in checkpoints only. As in, like, you get through your checkpoint and all of a sudden you're thrown into a completely different area of the game, a completely different map, completely different piece of storyline, but you get one checkpoint to one checkpoint and that's it. And it's so garbled, you can't make any sense of it whatsoever.
So Game of Thrones style.
Because no one's ever done it that way, and why not?
That's what it felt like when I tried to read Game of Thrones and I couldn't.
Like, what could possibly go wrong?
I mean, ODST is the closest thing to that, right?
Yes. It'd
just be that on steroids.
Right. If that had a nervous breakdown and then decided to fall asleep on Quaaludes while trying to type out a dissertation. Sure.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to have to worry about that. let's see. Riding Spartan, he says, advanced mobility and no dual wielding. They're two of my gameplay wants. As far as campaign, I hope they make it a playable demo.
The whole thing?
No, they just want a playable demo piece of campaign. I
want to dual wield swords because everybody needs to dual wield swords. If you don't want to dual wield swords, you are not a real Halo fan and you have to go reassess your life now.
I mean, we've seen it done before. It'd be really cool to dual wield swords.
Yep.
I don't know if a campaign demo, like, I don't know. I don't think I would want that necessarily. Because
you want multiplayer?
So I'd be okay with a multiplayer demo, but
ugh, no.
Campaign demo?
No, because then it's impossible to enjoy it, especially if you're somebody who's new to the game, because the tryhards are going to figure it out real fast and just crap on everybody and make it absolutely unenjoyable.
Well, I think for the campaign, it's just a story, so I don't think that's really much of an issue. But for multiplayer, I mean, you're going to have to do some kind of demo or beta just to work out the kinks of...
Oh, of course, naturally, and that's part of that process.
Yeah.
But there needs to be start of the storyline. Not the storyline, nothing to give anything away. Very small fractions of pieces that are completely inconsequential or that are simply introductory that don't give away anything that happened before.
Yeah. If they were to do a campaign demo, I would want it to be as little revealing of the actual story as possible. Maybe do it to where it's like, okay, you're really showcasing out the new mechanics of the campaign or what you're kind of introducing.
Or make a demo that is specifically for being the demo.
Yep. Yeah, that's true. Kind of like they did with Halo 2.
Like if Infinite the Ship is in Infinite, if that's the case, imagine having a demo that's designed just for you to be able to run around and play around inside of the UNSC Infinity. Like if the Infinity is in there, that would be cool. Make it just as the demo, and that's the only purpose that it's there for. It gives you something to gameplay, doesn't take away from the storyline, but lets you see, hey, this is pretty cool.
That'd be interesting.
Throw some Easter eggs in there, achievables, whatever.
What colored Easter eggs?
Well, obviously green-striped, polka-dot, shiny. There's got to be the glow-in-the-dark one. There's got to be the green one, and then you have to have the one that actually farts when you step on it. Just as a guess.
Okay.
I haven't thought about this at all.
You've had puppies on the brain.
And then I can hear them upstairs. And yeah. The house smells like Thai food. I've got puppies to clean up after. And he hasn't seen inside of the house.
We're almost done. We're almost done.
I'm terrified. Because if it's dark, it's going to be real difficult.
I'm sure it'll be fine. ODST Spartan 55X, he says, I think it would be cool to see bots or the like in Forge mode. Would also like to see plenty of new weapons as well. I mean, yeah, having it in the final game, maybe bots in Forge mode would be cool, but to show it off in like an E3 type thing, I
just want to know Super Fiesta isn't going away.
I mean,
they better have damn Griff Ball.
I mean, for both of those, I wholeheartedly agree. If they take those away, that's just bad.
I was real disappointed when I was in there for early access, right? And we saw the Griff Ball over there, and I was all like, hey, it's clicked, it's ready to go. I had Griff Ball in Halo 3, and that was all I had clicked. And I went in, started the game after the game launched, already knew what those were, what was checked. Walked in, saw it, clicked, right? Already clicked in the menu. Hit go, and it went into snipers. I'm like...
For early access?
What? No. After early access.
Oh, okay.
It should have been... It's when I came back in, I was expecting it to still be on Griff Ball. No. It went to snipers.
Oh.
I had to get 6 kills in snipers.
Did you have to get them, or?
No, I had to. Like, I had to do that to actually save any manner of my ego. Self-respect. I got several no-scopes.
Very nice.
And do you want to know why?
Because you're a team player.
Skill should be the answer that I have to use, except for we all know the reason. It's called panic fire. And it just happened to work. Trust me, I was as shocked as they were. Luckily, I see all of those guys now have their computers on Craigslist because we said, look, you got no-scoped by DJ Blue PDX. Sell your PC, you're trash. I'm just kidding.
On which part?
Seriously, though.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Oh, geez. Lone Wolf McQuad says, I hope they announce the dates for the beta.
Fair enough.
I think that's a very reasonable thing that we'll see next week. And then Digilo, I think that's how you say that person's name. I hope a Forge without too many glitches. Oh, do you think they'll show off anything Forge related? I mean, I guess
we'll find out on the 23rd.
We'll find out here in a few days.
In a week, yeah. I don't know. For me, I would like to see a little bit of... obviously, we'll have the campaign demo. I hope they show off some of the multiplayer stuff and at least kind of give us a sense of what they're doing to... Because obviously, every game, they're trying to move forward, try to include new features or that kind of stuff. Maybe not show all the cards, but show off some of the new stuff that they're doing with multiplayer in that presentation as well. I think that's kind of the next logical no-brainer thing to see for this presentation. Either of you guys have anything to add to that?
Nope.
No, I don't.
All right. Well, next week we are going to be discussing everything regarding the Xbox Games Showcase. That obviously will be the same day as our normal recording, the 23rd. I will be hosting a watch-along stream on Podtacular on Twitch while that's going on. So you guys can come over here early on Thursday for those that are able to or aren't working because you took the day off or need something in the background. And I will be watching it right along with everyone else, probably doing some live tweets and all that stuff. And then we will talk about it right here at the same time and same place as we normally do our podcasts, and we'll see if we can keep it to a reasonable amount of time, because who knows how much we're going to have to talk about when it comes around.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Alrighty then.
So you can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Just search for Podtacular and you can find us. We also stream on Twitch Thursdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time for our podcast. 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Friday for Fragment Fridays, hosted by GT. And then on Sundays at 10 p.m. Eastern Time for Achieving Halo. That is our achievement stream. And I will be back on MCC for achievements this time, unless for some reason they decide to do a beta drop the same weekend or next weekend. Then we might not be doing Achieving Halo. We might be doing whatever beta they have. If that's a thing.
We never know.
Never know. You can find us on Discord in our Spartan Company or Xbox Club. For Discord, we have our Tales from the Foxhole. Again, if you have any special or interesting Halo stories, whether in-game or outside of the game, that you'd like to share with us, feel free to drop them on over there. Same thing for our Xbox Club. If you have any screenshots or films that you have that you would like to share with us and for us to talk about on the show, you can feel free to share it on the Xbox Club, and we will grab those and talk about them on the show. You can find the podcast on iTunes, Spotify, Google, TuneIn, and wherever you listen to podcasts. If there's a place that you cannot find us, please let us know, and we will make sure that we get onto your preferred podcasting platform of choice. We'd like to give a huge thanks to all of our patrons for supporting us on Patreon. We have Frizzled, who I think is still in the chat. We also have Confal and Liberkis supporting us over on Patreon. So thank you so much for your support. And also thank you to all of our Twitch subscribers. I think our subscriber count is up to 12 or 13 at this point, thanks to quite a few gifted subs from a few people, I think namely Frizzled at this point. We also have Amazon that you can make your purchases through and support the show. All you have to do is fill out your Amazon cart, and before you check out, head on over to podtacular.com/Amazon. that'll go through our Amazon affiliate link, and then we get a small little commission off of that. That's one way to help the podcast over here. And then you can also donate to us directly if you so choose. You can do that by going to podtaggler.com/donate. That'll redirect you to PayPal, where you can set up a one-time donation or a recurring donation if you so choose, and contribute monetarily that way. Also, the Halo Hub and Halo Respawn have joined forces, and we are now Halo United. We'll talk a little bit more about that, maybe not next week, but the week after. Talk about what the plan is over there, since I am part of that group. But we have made the merge official, and we are moving on to bigger and better things for both of us, and hopefully we can use our joint goals of really highlighting community content and being a positive influence for the community to help one another just make a safe haven for the Halo community overall. And DJ, since you're back, your final thoughts.
Please make good choices on Twitter. I don't want to have to make fun of you for saying stupid things. I love you.
Where can we find you, DJ, throughout the week?
Chasing puppies in my backyard, or right here in our new home with the comedy crew at twitch.tv/DJBluePDX.
Very nice. GT, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Godzilla Todd, at Godzilla T on Twitch and on Xbox Live.
You can find me over on Twitch at Duststorm, Twitter at Duststorm, and then on Xbox Live, Duststorm with the space in the middle of the two words. That's going to be it for us tonight. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. For those who came on over to Twitch to watch us tonight, we will be back here next week, and we hope to see you all for what will surely be a very interesting episode next week. Until then, keep on fracking them trucks.